Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. A new art exhibit goes up at the Duluth Art Institute with an opening reception happening Thursday, November 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's the work of Faith King, a poet and writer who also works with Pineapple Arts, has a very unique project. It's called Ekphrastic Writing. It's poetry and writing in response to visual works. The show includes paintings and prints from Patricia Kane Lakes, Joel Cooper, Tanya Sell, Adam Swanson, and more. She joins us here to share more about this unique poetry combined with artwork exhibit. Faith, welcome to the studio. Tell us, what is your medium?
My main passion and interest that I work on is writing in various forms. So I'm a graduate student right now at UMD, and so I'm in the English writing or English linguistics and writing studies department. So I am doing some scholarly writing, but I have done a lot and still obviously I'm doing a lot of poetry as well as creative writing, kind of shorter works of nonfiction.
You are also involved with Pineapple Arts.
So my involvement with Pineapple Arts has actually been going on for over 5 years. I've lost track. And so that kind of just, I really enjoy being part of the artistic community in Duluth, from, you know, the wide range of ages that are involved. I think it's a really rich artistic community. And so that's kind of a shared studio space. And then we do have fine art supplies as well. And I really enjoy drawing. I've also done a lot with working and planning different kids' art activities in the community.
So you have a new exhibit opening at the Duluth Art Institute, and it is based in writing.
It's an activity I started over a year ago when I was an undergraduate at UWS. So when I worked with a mentor who's a local poet, her name is Julie Gard, I wrote poetry corresponding to local artwork, and then I also made artwork and kind of did the poetry after the fact, which is kind of a different take on. It's to do with ekphrastic writing. So that is poetry that's written in response to visual pieces of artwork. It's also poetry that kind of evokes the senses when you read it as well. It's kind of a layered meaning, and it's kind of a old concept, but interested me right away.
How did you go about discovering local artists that were going to be part of this project, and who picked the work?
Well, I was able to pick the work. I just kind of went around to different galleries. So it was very primary research. but I was honored by the people that responded. So I have a mixed media print by Patricia Kane Lake. I've always admired her work. Joel Cooper, there's a screen print. Sue Pavlatis has a acrylic painting and a black and white photograph by Tim White. And then Adam Swanson, I actually wrote on a piece of his that I own that's been in my living room for years. So that was exciting. I'm like, oh, yes, and Tanya Sell. So some of these people I had known through the community, but not really personally, most of them. So I was just, they were all very willing to work with me, and I consider them all very established, talented artists. So it was very exciting.
Talk a little bit about your process.
So they did send me images, although some I had just like right in front of me. But for the most part, it was, you know, communication over online. And then I just spent a lot of time looking at those pieces. I also studied a lot of, you know, through recommendations from my mentor, Julie Gard. I did study a lot of kind of historic and contemporary examples of ekphrastic writing to get kind of other people's take on it, a kind of a wide variety. So, and then I just kind of responded to each piece differently. I mean, was it more like the colors that called out to me? Was it more of the content? Some, like in Patricia Kane Lakes, I kind of created a narrative that just kind of jumped out to me because there's so much going on in that print. Whereas others, like Joel Cooper's, it was just these vivid colors, and I just kind of responded more, and that would be an example of one that I responded more to, like of the senses.
How does it feel to have this project kind of come to fruition and go up on the walls?
It is exciting. It's been a long time coming.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Artist and poet Faith King joining us here on Radio Gallery. Her show opens at the Duluth Art Institute Thursday, November 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.